This show is brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's GQDN show, we talk about Overwatch, Cyberpunk, and No Man's Sky. But we start today with an article from Destructoid.com talking about Street of Rage 4 bringing in Shredder's Revenge. I didn't believe we talked about this before, but it's more like a reminder because there was a video out, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and there were some things that were talked about, but there's no announced date so far. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge is still online for PlayStation 4, PC, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. It could happen sometime this year. So everything is still coming in, and we will see when. Now, Death Stranding is now in the picture of the PlayStation Studios website, a blog site, and has replaced Concrete Genie. Concrete Genie is a PlayStation exclusive. But does this bear fruit to speculations of acquisition? This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and that does bear some fruit. But sometimes PlayStation does bring on some other games to highlight their front row sometimes. Mostly it's PlayStation games. But we shall see if they make an acquisition to Death Stranding. We continue on with No Man's Sky. And it looks like that the devs at No Man's Sky may be launching a new game, a brand new IP. There was an interview on IGN with Sean Murray, co-founder of Hello Games. And what he told IGN, quote, "For a while now, we've been working on something pretty ambitious in the background. It's a small team, but like it that way. Similar to No Man's Sky, it's the kind of project that even if we had 1,000 people working on it, it still seem impossible. So Hello Games, we shall see." Sticking with DualShockers.com, and now talking about Valorant, they're asking, the players are asking for Spike Diffuser skins. And on the Reddit page, I will say this, end quote, "You're telling me KJ gave every agent a diffuser and Jet didn't slap stickers on it? You mean to tell me that Raze didn't spill any paint on the thing, like she sudden gained a profound sense of respecting other people things? You sit there wide-eyed and slack-jawed, expecting me of all people to believe that Cypher wouldn't give his, objectively, most important gadget a tiny little matching hat? Come on, would this be cool to rank rewards to? What would a radiant diffuser look like? The world may never know." So what do you think? Should there be a new skin for Valorant? There are new skins in other games, so why not? Now we go into Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that Dead Space, talking about transmogs as anything else, well, they could be changing the sounds of Plasma Cutter and Pulse Rifle sounds, following some fans' feedback. So Dead Space tweeted, things you did, shared feedback on our Plasma Cutter and Pulse Rifle, things we did, listened and made modifications. So if you want to hear that, that'll be up on the Dead Space Twitter. Now we get into some Cyberpunk news via IGN for the next three articles. And Cyberpunk has sold 18 million copies, and The Witcher is up to 40 million. So on Twitter, CD Projekt IR just said 18 plus million. So well done to them. And they followed that up with The Witcher, over 65 million copies sold, including 40 million of Witcher 3 Wild Hunt So well done to everybody at CD Projekt Red. Well done. But there's more news on Cyberpunk 2077 because now there could be an expansion release date. And really, this is the thought process that has been going on for the past couple of years, that video games could be going into expansions and not releasing new IPs. So, at Cyberpunk Game tweeted, as it was mentioned in CD Projekt Red, financial call moments ago, Cyberpunk 2077 upcoming expansion will arrive in 2023. Please stay tuned for more details coming in later this year. What do you think it will be? If you played Cyberpunk 2077, let me know what you think the next expansion will be at Joe Brums. Now, the last one for IGN goes to Overwatch. And Sojourn gets an origin story. And this is what Blizzard really likes to do. It does like to give its heroes or villains a origin story. And it goes with Soldier 77, aka Jack Morrison. So she's going to have a good guy story to her. And guys and girls are subversive. You can say whatever you want. Guy, girl, whatever. But still, this is good. And like I said, that's what Blizzard likes to do. And we end today with Eurogamer.net again. And it's Amazon Prime. Now, there's no date for this year's Amazon Prime there just yet. But when that day comes, which is going to be sometime soon, the last one was in June. One before that, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, but that's when the pandemic started. In 2020, it was in October. But every other date was in July, right around the 15th, 16th, somewhere around that second, third to third full week of July. And this one may be in June, going into July. But there is one thing that you should absolutely know or come to expect now. While Prime Day comes, keep in mind, inflation is still out there. And is it affecting even the big businesses now? Because anyone that has Amazon Prime, well, if you think you're going to be not seeing a shipping cost, you might be now. I don't think that decision has come to pass just yet, but I would not be surprised if that decision did come to pass. Just be warned. We're about 5 days out from Blizzard's big announcement. And you will see, you will hear that from GQDN next week. Looks like Saturday we might be doing a weekly show just to give our thoughts on what's going to happen. And that'll be up on twitch.tv/DawnForge. Follow, and you will see when we are on. But that'll be sometime Saturday. But until then, unless things change, I should say. I am at Joe Brums. The show is at The Group Quest. You can find everything that we do from all of our Dawn Forge podcasts at thedawnforge.com. And you can check out all the shows that Group Quest does up on thegroupquest.com. We'll see you again tomorrow. Who knows? By the way, Twitter might become privatized. I'm just warning you. Damn you, Elon Musk. We'll see you guys later. Bye for now.